Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 28
to 39. 今日经文在罗马书的第八章第28到第39节。
We'll read this passage responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们用英文启应的方式来读，然后用广东话来读。
Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified.
What then shall we say to things? For God is for us, who can be against us?
He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
Who shall bring any charge against God? He is God who justifies.
Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or stress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.
No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Let us read the last two verses together. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书第八章第二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，已经定下效法他儿子的模样。他儿子在去了弟兄中做主，预先了定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又听他们为义，所听为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。人有什么可说的呢？为了帮我们，最能的帮我们。神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？奉告神所拣选的人，有神谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。能定他们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。一齐读38-39，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的就造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里。
Pastor Wilson's sermon today is titled "Unconditional Love Changes Lives."
题目之今日的信息是能改变生命的爱。
Children may be quietly dismissed for children's worship.
儿童可以安静地落喺下边儿童崇拜。
If you've been with us over the last couple of months, we're in the midst of a sermon series on the gospel-centered church.
咁如果你同我一齐嘅时候，我都呢几个礼拜都讲到话一个以福音为主嘅教会系点样样。
And we've already seen that the gospel changes everything from Galatians chapter 3.
我哋喺呢个加拉太书第三章睇到呢个福音改变一切。
We also saw from Hebrews 11 last time that the gospel it changes our attitude towards the city.
亦都喺上个星期我哋睇希伯来书嘅时候，睇到话呢个嘅福音亦都改变人嘅观念，佢哋嘅态度。
And today, as you've noticed in the passage, we're going to look at the gospel produces transformed lives.
我亦都今日讲到就话福音点去改变人嘅生活。
Now, if you have a good memory, you'll know that I've preached from this passage previously, way back, I guess, when we were in Elmhurst, and also preached on it recently, last November.
咁如果你記得嘅話，我哋喺Elmhurst嘅時候，亦都係舊年嘅11月，我亦都曾經同樣用過呢一篇嘅經文講過呢個道。
And you don't need that sharp of a memory to know that you just read it in Sunday school about 30 minutes ago.
咁如果你今朝你有嚟主日學嘅，主日學亦都睇咗相同相似嘅經文。
But this portion of the Bible, the letter to the Romans, is so packed with practical truths that you can probably have a sermon series for each verse to last you maybe 5 years.
咁但係呢邊嘅經文其實裏面包含有咁多嘅嘢，可能連續幾年，逐個逐個字都可以講咗好多年。
And so my question to you this morning as we start our time together is how do we live meaningful lives?
即係講到話我點樣樣可以去過一個有意義嘅生活呢？
Even joyous lives in the midst of grief and suffering.
就算你喺呢個嘅困難，喺哀傷，喺一個冇喜樂嘅時間，你點樣樣去過你嘅生活呢？
That's an important question for you and I to answer.
一個好值得你同我去思考嘅一個問題。
And in order to answer that, we need to ask a question prior to that.
咁或者我之前要問多另一個問題。
And that question is this: why does God come to this world? Not as the head of an army, a general, with all the weapons at his disposal. Why does he come as the king? He is the king of kings, right? Why does he come in that way?
為什麼這個神他來這個世界的時候，不是好像一個萬王之王這樣來到，或者是一個統領著這個百萬軍隊，一個將領這樣來到世界呢？
You know, in a couple of months, we'll be celebrating Christmas.
還有幾個禮拜，我們就會慶祝這個聖誕節。
And Christmas reminds us of the incarnation. Jesus comes what? Poor. He comes poor and weak.
咁我如果慶祝聖誕節嘅時候，講到神嘅道成肉身，亦都講到佢嚟到呢個世界上嘅時候，佢嘅貧窮。
Everyone knows a baby is helpless.
一個嘅嬰孩嚟到嘅時候係無助嘅境況。
That's how Jesus comes. He incarnates, right? He incarnates and comes here ultimately to die a cursed death on a cross.
我哋講到神嘅道成肉身，亦都講到佢為到我哋嘅死。
I'll tell you why.
我話俾你聽點解。
He doesn't come for the strong.
佢唔係為到嗰啲強壯嘅人嚟到。
He's not a God who helps those who help themselves.
佢唔係一個神話去幫嗰啲覺得自己已經幫到自己嘅人嘅神。
He comes for people who admit that they are spiritually weak.
係為到嗰啲去承認自己喺屬靈上邊係軟弱嘅人。
And who can't do what they need to do.
佢嗰啲唔可以為自己去做到啲咩嘢嘅人。
You see, we can't consistently live righteous lives that we're called to.
我哋唔可能去過一個神呼召我哋去長時期都係一個好公義嘅生活。
There's always some aspect of our lives that needs to be addressed, needs to be changed.
在我们生活上面, 很多时候有不同的情形, 情况, 我们需要去改变。
There's something about our character that needs to be shaped, some area, in order to be more in line with God's will.
很多时候我们在我们的性格上面, 也要作出这个改变, 符合到圣经的要求。
And that's why Jesus comes, because we can't do that.
所以耶稣基督来到，因为我们自己做不到。
And so he comes to die, to pay the penalty for our sins.
所以他来到为了我们的罪而去死。
And, again, you have to have that important and to live the life that we ought to have lived.
也都同埋去过一个我们本来应该要过的生活。
The perfect righteous life in obedience to God.
是一个完全公义的生活，是顺服神的生活。
See, none of us does that. None of us wants to do that.
没有一个人可以，也都想去做到。
And therefore, that's why he comes, and he comes with unconditional love.
是一个无条件的爱。
And that's on slide 2 there. We receive salvation benefits that are unconditional. That's a very important truth. In fact, I would say one of the most important truths in the Bible.
我觉得这个是圣经里面一个很重要的一件事，就是神所给的爱是一个无条件的爱。
That means his love for you is not based on any condition in you or anything you've done or will do.
即是说不是在乎你是哪一个，也都不在乎于你是做了什么。
His kind of love is love beyond condition.
是在任何的境况情况以外，他都不会计较那个条件。
And that's what this passage at the end of Romans chapter 8 is all about.
就是这个罗马书第八章尾，他讲到一样嘢。
For example, and we looked at this in Sunday school too, look at verse 29.
我们看下29节。
Where it says, he foreknows us.
他说他预先已经知道了的人。
Right, you might say, well, foreknow might mean he foresees us.
咁你话啊, 预先系咪即系话其实佢已经估到啊, 有啲咩嘢事会发生呢?
Now, if you think that, I would encourage you to think again.
如果你系咁谂嘅时候, 我想你去再谂过。
Because again, what you have before you is a translation.
喺我哋面前嘅系一个啊, 翻译嘅版本。
And what does foreknow mean if you do a word study in the Bible?
如果你在圣经里面, 或者你在圣经书看看预先所知道这个字解什么呢?
Well, to put it in a pithy way, it's about knowing is a relational word in the Bible.
在圣经里面知道是有一个关系认识的意义在里面。
Right? You can know all about a lot of things in the world.
你可能知道世界上面很多不同的事。
To know about is cognitive.
但是当你去知道，可能只是头脑上的知识。
To know something is experiential.
或者你知道一些嘢嘅时候，可能喺你经历上边去经历过。
You don't need somebody like me to tell you that. You're a human being. You can know about someone but not know them.
你可能会知道一个人嘅一啲嘢，但唔系样样嘢你都要知道得咁清楚。
And this is on slide 3. Therefore, when it says in verse 29, God foreknows us, what it really is saying is God foreloves us.
其实他讲到说他知道的时候，也都讲到说其实他预先所爱的一个人。
That means he puts his love on us before we do anything.
就是说在我做任何的事之前，他已经将这个爱放在我们的上面。
Before we have any inclination to even look at him, to consider him, to consider knowing him. Before we do that, he has put his love upon you.
就是说在我们在做任何的事情之前，或者任何对他的认知，或者想去依靠神之前，他已经将这个爱给了我们。
And that's how unconditional or aggressive his perfect love is.
你就看到他这个完全的爱，那个的无条件，也都是他给出。
Now there are a number of perfect examples of that in the Bible, and I'm just going to point to one.
圣经里面有很多这样的例子，我只是想讲其中一个。
Jesus is telling a story in Luke 15, the famous story, the prodigal son.
在这个的路加福音第15章讲到这个的浪子。
right? Picture with me, if you will, right? Here comes the prodigal son down the road, coming back home to his father's house.
咁你諗下，好遠好遠嚇，見到個浪子嚇，行緊翻屋企。
Right, I'm paraphrasing Luke 15, right? He left his home in haste, right? He wanted to leave his home with his inheritance.
咁呢個浪子嚇，佢帶住呢個憤怒離開佢屋企嚇，佢想攞曬佢嘅能夠繼承嘅產業，又走咗去過去中意過嘅生活。
Jesus is telling this story to a general crowd that included the religious leaders of his day and the disciples.
咁當時當呢個耶穌基督講嘅時候，係對住一大群嘅人去講。
And this prodigal son, of course, squanders the inheritance, right, with licentious, wild living.
咁呢個浪子將佢嘅繼承嘅產業嘅錢全部花光咗。
And so, here's the scene. He's coming back. The father sees him beyond, over the hill. His son is coming. And so, is the father just waiting, tapping his foot on the porch, waiting? That son of mine, he better have a good reason for what he did.
咁你諗下嗰個爸爸嚟遠見到啊個仔喺個山嗰度慢慢行嘅嚟嘅時候，佢個心裏邊諗緊啲咩嘢咧？佢唔會係期待緊個仔啊，你想翻嚟我屋企入我屋企啊，你最好俾翻一個好嘅解釋我。
Right? Is that in the story? No.
係咪呢個故事咁樣講咧？
Does the father say if that rebellious son repents, then I'll shower him with my love?
佢話：如果個攜仔解釋得好清楚嘅，咁我就重新將我嘅愛俾咗佢，係咪咁咧？
No, read Luke 15. It doesn't say that. No, nada.
但係呢個經文，呢個路加福音15章唔係咁樣講。
As Jesus tells the story, the father runs down the road, which again, as you, if you're in English Fellowship, you know, because we read about that, Middle East. Ancient Near Eastern men didn't run or climb trees.
咁如果你喺呢個嘅英文團契，我哋查經講到呢個嘅路加福音15章，講到呢個中東嘅人，佢哋唔會爬樹，佢哋唔會奔跑，但係呢個經文裏邊個父親跑去個兒子嗰度。
That was unheard of. They didn't do that.
係一樣之前從來冇人聽過嘅一樣嘢。
But in Jesus' story, the father runs to the son and kisses him, hugs him, jumps on him.
咁但系呢个经文里边话个父亲跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴，
saying I'm so glad to see you.
佢话我好开心见到你翻嚟，
making it far more easier for the son to turn and repent.
令到个儿子好容易嘅去回转翻去呢个家庭嘅里边。
I think this is up there already. Our love does not evoke or induce God's love. Let me repeat that. Our love does not evoke or induce God's love. God's love evokes or prompts our love.
咁所以呢一度佢講到就話，唔係我哋嘅愛令到神將佢嘅愛係帶出嚟。相反嚟講，係神嘅愛係令到我哋去愛其他嘅人。
That's how radical and unconditional his love is for you.
呢個就係所謂無條件嘅愛。
I know what you're thinking. Some of you are thinking, well, what about free will?
咁呢個自由嘅意志又點咧？
Well, my answer to you is pastoral, not philosophical.
咁我想同你講嘅係一個牧者對你講嘅說話，唔係一個哲學家要同你講嘅說話。
If you want to talk theology, philosophy, I'll be happy to sit down with you and do that, but I can't do that now.
咁我唔係要同你做一個神學上嘅理論，如果你想嘅，我會開心同你坐低去講。
So if that question is in your mind, I would say this pastorally. Why don't you just accept God's free gift?
點解你唔好簡單嘅就話，我願意去接受神所俾我呢個免費嘅禮物呢？
And I'll be happy to sit down with you to discuss philosophy.
我亦都可以另一方面同你坐低，做一個神學嘅理論。
But before we do that, here's what the gift is.
呢度等我睇到就係究竟呢個嘅恩賜，呢個免費嘅禮物喺邊一度咧？
God is not just a boss.
神唔係好似一個 boss 咁。
He's a father.
佢係一個嘅父親。
You know that as a worker, a boss can like an employee.
一个嘅 boss 可以做任何嘅嘢。
But if that employee messes up again and again and again, even the nicest boss in the world, even the nicest boss in the world will say, "How do I get rid of him? How do I get rid of her?"
你想象下，如果工人一次又一次做错嘢嘅时候， 就算最好嘅 boss 都会谂紧， 哈，我有咩方法炒咗佢咧？
In contrast, when a child messes up over and over and over, and your parents know this, over and over again they mess up.
但另一方面，你睇到就话人一次又一次嘅做错嘢嘅时候，
what does a good parent do when they do that?
但如果一个好嘅父母，当细路哥一次又一次做错咗嘅时候，你会点样做咧？
They intensify their concern for that wayward child.
会特别为到呢一个浪子呢个嘅浪女，特别对佢多啲嘅关心。
In other words, their love is magnified, intensified, focused in on the child.
咁可能将佢嘅爱，所有嘅关心，全盘贯注嘅喺嗰一个细路哥嘅身上。
And the more they mess up, the more the parental love explodes in the direction of the wayward child.
当这个浪子做的错事越来越多的时候，父母所摆上的精神会更加的多。
So what does that mean?
有什么意思在这里呢?
These really great things you have, which Paul's spelling out here, your justification, being made right with God, your adoption into the family of God, your special relationship with God, can't be taken away from the Christian.
但是当我们讲到神的时候，讲到我们的恩信称义，讲到我们被神去收纳作为他儿女的时候，这一切都不可能从一个基督徒的身上去拿走。
I think that's why David Lowe probably asked us to read 38 and 39 together, because that's the highlight of the verse, right? At the very end of 39, it says, nothing in all creation, inside you or outside you, can separate you from the love of God.
刚才刘长老叫我去睇到38、39节嘅时候，佢好强调到一句个经文话：无论是死是生，天使掌权有能嘅，都唔能够将我哋同神嘅爱去隔绝。
I want you to think about that.
我想你谂下呢一样嘢。
That means the absolute sovereign of the whole universe, whom the galaxies are like dust. The galaxies like dust on the scales to him. He loves you unconditionally.
你想象一下，就话这个满有主权创造天地万物嘅主，就算系尘埃，都由佢所做嘅主，佢爱嘅系你。
And that analogy as a parent with a wayward child is just the same thing. Unconditional love towards the wayward child. God's unconditional love to us who are wayward.
对，正如一个嘅父母对于一个嘅浪子，对佢哋无条件嘅爱，神同样将呢个无条件嘅爱俾过我哋。
Listen, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know this, right? Verses 28 and 29, 30, as you read it, as you see, as you've already saw, he foreloves us. He puts his love on us.
28、29节同埋之后嘅章节，讲到神将佢嘅爱放喺我哋嘅身上。
And as the text says, if you read 28, 29, 30 carefully, he calls us, he justifies us, he gives us a right relationship with us, and he glorifies us.
佢喺28、29、30节，佢讲到话，佢去定下嗰啲嘅人，呼召佢哋，令佢哋称义，又叫佢哋得荣耀。
But as you just learned 30 minutes ago in Sunday school, it's not, that's what it says. Glorifies, doesn't say that.
但是30节头先，好似主日学没讲到荣耀这件事。
Right, David Louis did a good job. He spelt it out. Glorified, past tense. That's what it says. Glorified, past tense. As if it was done already.
刚才雷长老在这个主日学讲到就说，这个荣耀这个字是用过去式，好像一件过去的事。
Right, because glorification, right, is perfection, right? No more sin.
讲到这个荣耀，当是过去的时候，讲到已是做完了一件事，即是说今日你和我已经不再有这个罪在我们的身上。
Right, you're perfected. No more death to bother you.
没再任何的这个死亡，任何一样东西会去 干扰你。
What Paul's saying, it's good as done.
就是说已经一个完成了一件的事。
You know, commentators have noticed that for centuries, by the way.
很多年前我们看到一件事。
He put his love on you. He called you. He justified you. He pardoned you. And someday, he will glorify you. That's not what Paul says.
但是保罗好像曾经讲过说，神去呼召我们，为我们去称义，但他讲到就说荣耀是一件将来的事。
Uses the aorist past tense glorified. It's as good as done.
好像与其说是一个已经完成了，已经荣耀了的意思。
Here's what he's saying. First of all, our future glory, because of what Jesus has done, has been made so certain that I can talk about it as if it was done.
他讲到就是说这个我将来会得到的荣耀，他讲到这么肯定的时候，就好像已经是一件达成了的事一样。
Well, if you're like me, you say, how could that be?
如果你好像我这样说，那怎么行啊？
Well, we have a hymn that goes like this, and we'll be singing this after the message. It's where God is speaking. The hymn writer is I think his last name is Rippon. He says, how firm a foundation. And the last stanza, the last line is up there on slide 4. It goes like this. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, repose means restfulness, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
咁喺我应该会唱我见嘅下一首歌呢、这个稳定根基里边，佢最后一节佢话到喺耶稣所摆放我一个嘅灵魂，佢话佢永远都唔会离弃我哋，亦都唔会让我哋遗留喺我哋嘅敌人嘅前面。
How's that possible?
咁又点可能呢
？How's it possible that God could never forsake us?
We
go against him all the time.
为什么就算我们成日得罪他，神都不会离弃我们呢？
Well, it's the gospel, right? Because Jesus on the cross said, you have forsaken me.
他说你离开了我。
Right? Jesus was forsaken in our place so that we would never be forsaken.
因为耶稣基督被神去离弃，所以令到我们今日他不会去离弃我们。
Or another way to put it is on slide 5, Jesus lost his glory.
另一方面，他讲到在第五个 slide 说到神是失去了他的光荣。
Right, Philippians 2. He emptied himself, it says there, of his glory.
在这个腓立比书说他去倒空自己。
Isaiah 53 says, God had no beauty by which we could desire him. He absolutely lost, again, pointing to the Messiah to come, lost his glory.
咁喺个以赛亚书嘅第53节讲到神冇佳义美容。
Glory means his excellency, his splendor, his majesty, his beauty.
讲到神冇呢个嘅荣美喺佢嘅上边。
And you know what that means? That, what's the opposite of that? He shriveled, pitiful.
咁神好似变成一个好可怜、好俾人哋好凄凉嘅一样嘢。
He became inconsequential，
变成咗好似喺人嘅面前系一个唔再重要嘅一样嘢。
He lost all his glory so we could have it。
佢失当，佢放弃佢所有嘅荣耀，好使我今日与神去一齐得到呢个荣耀。
And that's so certain that Paul writes glorified。Past tense.
所以点解你要讲到话荣耀系一个嘅过去式
？Here's what I think Paul's saying. Paul's saying I believe so much about reality, the brutality of life.
佢话我好相信睇到现实个情况系咁样样嘅时候。
I don't have rose-colored glasses on.
我未必有好多嘅嘢喺我上边有呢个冠冕。
I don't have a kind of mind over matter idea about this.
或者我对每一件事情唔系好清楚嘅时候
，I think Paul's saying I would never say, "Oh, things aren't so bad." If you just learn to look at it this way, this tragedy, just look at it this way. There's a silver lining.
但系佢唔会话呢个生活上边嘢差到一个地步我唔想望，我唔想去见。
No, Paul says, "I believe." In the inevitable brutality, the reality of a tough life.
无论这个生活是多残忍都好,
and unless I know for certain that this glory is coming to me,
但我相信这个荣耀都有一天来到我的面前,
I would not be able to live a meaningful life in the midst of the suffering.
但我亦都就算在这个困难之中的时候,
this is on slide 6. Paul is saying only glory makes it possible. Only this glory makes it possible to realistically face how bad life is. It's your only chance.
他说当你想到将来的荣耀的时候, 无论今日的困难多难都好, 都可以帮助你去度过。
This glory which is given to Christians, which is a sure thing, enables you to live a meaningful life in the midst, in the midst of difficulties.
在你最困难的时候都会帮你去过一个有意义的生活。
That's what Paul's saying. You can live a triumphant life, even a joyful life, in the midst of difficulty.
就算你在最困难的时候,
know what Paul's getting at here, and he doesn't just say it here, he says it in Romans 8:18.
在这个罗马书第8章18节他都这么说,
I think it's up there already. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
他说我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀又不足介意了.
And if that wasn't enough, he, and this is a slide 7, he writes in 2 Corinthians 4:16-17, so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Again, outer self, right, deteriorating, our inner self being renewed day by day, for this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天一天增持一天。我们这自暂自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
Well, what's he talking about?
他讲了什么呢?
Well, two things. First of all, if you understand what the Apostle Paul is getting at here, he's saying that when we suffer in Christ, holding on to Christ, it makes us more human,
他说,
more real. Well, what does he mean?
解什么呢?
Making you more real.
什么叫令你更加的真呢?
What makes you more real, because the glory, the etymology of that word means weighty, solid.
令到即是说,
see, career is important, right? Career, your job, you need job, you need to make money to live, right? Career is important to everybody.
我们的职业对我们每个人很重要.
If you have a problem with your job, you get fired, or you get laid off, if you have a problem in advancing your career, it's going to shake you.
那如果这个在工作上面、职业上面有困难的时候，很多时都对一个人的生活很大影响。
But if you've completely built your life, your identity on your job, your career, if your whole identity is security, I need security, if your whole identity is wrapped up into that, then when something goes wrong, your identity is shattered.
如果你的生活是建基在这个安全感上面，当你安全感受到影响的时候，你的生活、你的人生又受到影响。
You'll be so devastated, there'll be no self left.
到一个地步，可能你已经没有了一个自我在里面。
That's why it's so important to know yourself.
所以你需要认识自己是谁。
So ask yourself honestly today, what gives you in your life true identity?
你今天其实可以问一下自己，是什么东西给到你的人生这个价值，这个身份呢？
Well, if you're from a traditional culture, it's a role in a family.
那是不是说，如果你一个传统家庭长大的，就说你在家庭里面的位份，就代表了你的身份呢？
If you're more influenced by Western culture, it's glamour, wealth, power.
如果是受西方文化影响的，可能你出面的荣耀你的成就去代表了你。
And a lot of those things are related to career and job.
这些东西都跟你的工作跟你的职业事业有关系。
But watch out.
但要小心。
If those things are ultimate, you'll be devastated when you lose them.
咁就係想象下，就話如果有一日你冇咗呢啲嘢嘅時候，你嘅人生剩翻嘅有幾多咧
？And what Paul's imploring you to do is instead of putting your weight on things that always are shifty and shaky，
你諗下，如果將呢啲嘅重量放喺一個根本唔穩陣嘅地上面嘅時候
，put your weight down on the rock，
將你嘅重擔重量放喺一個石嘅上邊。
And the rock is root yourself more firmly in the love。Of God,
就变成咗神嘅爱喺上边去为你去建基。
And what God says about you and what He has done for you,
讲到神去为你做咗啲咩嘅嘢。
And then you become more solid, more stable.
咁你令到你嘅人可以更加嘅稳定、稳固落嚟。
And that's what it actually means to become more real.
呢个就系所谓点解呢样嘢令到你嘅人系更加嘅真。
That's to say, you actually become.Something, someone who is going to last, no matter what life brings you.
即是话到无论你嘅将来如何，有咩事发生，你嘅人生都系好稳定嘅向前。
You see, suffering when it gets you more deeply into God, knowing God and what He has done for you, makes you more real. That's what Paul's saying.
当你喺困难嘅时候，保罗就话呢啲困难令到你喺神嘅里边能够更加倚靠佢。令到你喺佢里边更加嘅真。
In other words, suffering, which we don't wish that, suffering's actually making you more glorious now.
人都系被祸求福，但系当有困难嘅时候，反而令到我哋嘅人生更加可以荣耀。
Your inward person is being renewed day by day.
我哋嘅内心一日更新过一日。
And that adversity.That suffering is preparing a weight of glory for you now.
去呢个嘅困难去预备你将来一个荣美嘅生活。
Not only that,
唔单止系咁
，the future glory overwhelms you.
亦都有将来嘅荣耀。
As you ponder and think about it,
将来嘅荣耀系更加胜过今日有嘅。
It overwhelms you, puts perspective into you, enlivens you to face what's before you.
去呢个将来嘅荣耀，俾你睇到你将来嘅人生会系点样样。
A saint of the past, Teresa of Avila, says this, paraphrasing her: the first kiss from Jesus, the first second you know of His glory, is going to make all the suffering you've ever experienced seem like one night in a bad, bad hotel.
有一个天主教嘅一个嘅修女。聖德勒撒他曾經這樣說，他說耶穌基督給你第一個的吻，或者第一個你見到這個榮耀，就令到你好像你過去的困難，你的苦痛都好像等於你只是一個很不好的酒店住了一晚那麼多。
Out of terrible things，
在這很困難的事上面，
Through terrible things，
在困難的事當中，
Because of terrible things，
因為這些困難的事的發生，
Comes Great good.
但之後嚟嘅係好多好好嘅嘢。
Paul's getting at in Romans 8:28.
就係佢保羅喺第八章二十八節，佢咁樣講。
He says there again, all things work together for good in the lives of those who love God.
佢話：我們曉得萬事都互相效力，叫愛神的人得益處。
Right, all things bad and good, small and big, momentous and mundane.
佢话无论好事坏事任何嘅事
，all things
冇一样嘢
work together for good to them who love God. Says Paul.
佢话万事都互相效力，叫爱神嘅人能够得到益处。
Now let me just quickly tell you what he's not saying.
佢所讲，佢有咩嘢系冇讲到嘅咧
？Paul is not giving you a superficial, saccharine view of life. It says, "Oh, behind every cloud, there is a silver lining." He's not saying that.
佢唔係話喺呢個嘅黑雲後邊永遠都有陽光。
Right, here are these bad things. He's not saying they're not really bad.
佢唔係話嗰啲唔好嘅嘢係唔好。
but we learn to put them in a proper perspective.
或者话，当你去点样去睇呢一啲唔好嘅嘢咧？
Look at Jesus when he's in John 11, when he's before his tomb of his friend who just died. He's before the tomb with Lazarus. Lazarus is dead. Jesus has come. And Lazarus' family's around the tomb, so is Jesus now.
我諗翻喺呢個約翰福音第11章，講到耶穌嚟到啱啱過世嘅拉撒路喺佢嘅墳墓嘅前面。
Right, the people around Jesus are weeping.
咁啲人喺度,
Jesus in John 11 is about to do exactly what Paul's talking about in Romans 8:28.
咁其實耶穌基督所講所做嘅就好似正如第8章28節所講嘅一樣.
Because out of all this bad, people are crying, his friend's dead, he's going to bring something good out of the bad.
咁就話喺呢個嘅哀哭哀傷嘅時候，耶穌基督將好嘅事帶出嚟。
He's going to bring some glory and joy into the world that wouldn't have been if Lazarus hadn't died.
咁但係耶穌所帶嚟呢啲嘅好嘅事，如果冇咗拉撒路嘅死亡，又唔會見到。
Right? Jesus is going to bring good out of something bad.
就話喺一個喺壞嘅情況，耶穌基督神都可以將好嘅事去帶出嚟。
He's going to make it work for good.
去令到呢件事都能夠有益處。
And if you're familiar with that passage, John 11, Jesus is not chuckling. Jesus is not chuckling at the tomb.
耶穌基督唔喺個墳墓嘅面前喺度笑。
He doesn't come to the tomb of Lazarus, his friend who's dead. He doesn't say, ha ha, wait till you guys see what I'm going to do next.
耶穌基督唔係企喺個墳墓面前話，哈，你等啊，喺我陰間下變一個奇蹟出嚟俾你。
He doesn't say that.
佢唔係咁講。
He's not saying, don't worry, I'm going to raise him from the dead now.
耶稣基督也没有说，你不要担心，我会将他由死里复活，他也没有这么说。
Read the text, he's weeping. He is weeping at the tomb.
耶稣基督也在坟墓的面前去哀伤，去哭泣。
He bellows in righteous anger when he comes to that tomb and sees his friend is dead.
他亦都在这个坟墓的前面，在这个义中，他去哀伤。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because death is not supposed to be.
因为这个死亡是不应该战胜人。
But because we've sinned.
但因为我们的罪,
that is why the wages of sin is death.
他说罪的工价乃是死。
Do you see what Jesus is doing? He's raging against something bad, death.
耶稣基督所对抗、所愤怒嘅系呢个嘅死亡。
At death, the soul separated from the body. That shouldn't be.
佢话罪将人去同呢个嘅灵魂身体分开，唔应该系咁样样。
Right, think about the injustices of the world.
谂下世界上面嘅唔公义嘅事。
The injustices separate us, right? Race from race, person to person. That's wrong.
这个不公义的事令到种族之间有这个矛盾是不应该的。
That shouldn't be.
是不应该会发生的事。
All things that we separate because we are sinners tarnish what God puts together.
因为我们的罪将本来神要做的事去污染了。
It's bad to separate the good, right? It's bad.
是将一些好的事将它分开了，是不好的。
Right? Those bad things are evil in themselves.
这些不好的事，它本身都是邪恶的事。
They're not just, oh, there's a silver lining behind all of this bad.
你不要说，在很多好的事的旁边，后面有些好的事会发生。
Or just, if you just look at it this way, it's not really that bad.
你说，我不如你这样看，你这样看就没那么差的了。
No, they're terrible things. They're bad things. They're evil things.
这些是的而且确。 不好的事,
and Jesus hates them. He's weeping. He's angry at them.
耶稣基督为这件事去哀伤，为了这件事去愤怒。
But Romans 8:28 says the way God defeats those really truly bad things is what? He encompasses the evil.
但他说到无论万事什么事都好，都会互相效力，要爱神的人得益处。
Even those bad things in your life. He brings about good.
他说就算在你生活上面不好的事都会最终将好的东西带出来
because God uses everything puts it together
因为神用每一件事将它摆在一起为了你的好处
He's molding, he's shaping, he's mastering, he's overruling everything so in the end he defeats the bad
他说神去主宰这一切的事令到这一切的事都能够互相效力
and somehow He's going to make all the bad and everything working together to bring about good results in life.
然后最后令到人的生命能够得到益处。
So how is he going to do that?
那你怎么做呢?
Well, there's one way in which God does that, which is relatively easy for us to grasp.
有一样东西神做了另外很简单去明白的是。
And then there's another way which God does this which is impossible for us to understand.
但另一样亦都是我们不能够去明白的。
First, the easy way.
第一,简单的。
Again, just point to verse 28 and 29, right? He works all things for good.
第一,他说到令到万事互相效力。
That's verse 28. Verse 29, he says the whole plan for us is to be conformed into the likeness of his son.
他亦都说叫我们去效法他儿子的榜样。
You see, that conformity to be like Jesus is, and to bring about good, those are easy things for grasp.
当你说要学这个如子的榜样的时候，要学习他这样。
And they're important because we think our biggest problems are circumstances.
咁又会唔会系呢个情况令到啲嘢好难做到呢
Right? You might think, suppose you're being crunched financially.
或者你今日你经济上面有呢个困难。
And so we think my biggest problem is if I just can get a raise, more money.
咁可能你话如果我加人工，咁我呢个困难就冇咗啦。
If I could just get this job over here, which will be better for me.
或者如果我攞到呢一份工，咁我嘅问题又解决啦。
See, you think your problems are your circumstances.
好多时我哋觉得我哋嘅困难。只是某一个环境造成的
But circumstances cannot destroy your life
但是这个的环境不可以去摧毁你的生活
You know what destroys your life?
什么东西才真的摧毁你的生活呢
Your character flaws
就是你的性格上面的缺陷
It's your character That's the real problem
其实是你的性格令到造成很多的问题
Because those character flaws will destroy you.
因为你性格上的缺陷会毁摧毁我哋。
Let me just pick out a couple of the flaws we have. Foolishness.
好多时我哋嘅愚拙。
Pride.
我哋嘅骄傲。
Selfishness.
我哋嘅自私。
Denial that you have sin.
唔肯承认自己嘅过犯。
Those are flaws that we have in our character.
呢个系我哋性格上边嘅缺陷。
The hardness of our hearts.Our stubbornness that not to accept criticism, helpful criticism.
我哋好多时要拒绝人哋嘅批评。
Those things will bring you down. Did you know that?
呢啲事情最终会令到我哋去失败。
Most of all, it's a false delusion into thinking I can handle life without God.
好多时我哋觉得话我唔使靠你，靠神，我自己搞掂。
Thinking that will destroy you.
当你咁谂嘅时候，会摧毁你。
All of those things.You know those character flaws that I mentioned? Foolishness, pride, etc. You know what? Those are the things that take the bad stuff to knock out of us. It takes the bad things, even the bad things, God uses those bad things to knock out those things out of our lives.
很多时候其实神用很多不好的事帮助我们将我们的缺陷去拿走。
You know that as a human being. He often takes those bad, hard circumstances to put godliness into us.
咁好多时候就当咁样情形发生嘅时候，神将一啲好嘅嘢摆落去，去取代佢哋。
The bad often knocks out of us those destructive flaws of character.
有好多时候系嗰啲性格上嘅缺陷，令到我哋会咁样样。
If you're over 20 here, you know that. You know that firsthand.
如果你20岁以上嘅，你好明白。
Because the scars are there. They're embedded in you.
因为很多的事可能你知道得更加清楚。
If you're younger than 20, yeah, maybe you might not know now.
或者如果你20岁以下的你还是未知道。
But before you know it, And even some people who are under 20, they know it. They know because the wounds hurt. Yet the insight we gain from the character change because of the bad things that happen, those things we won't trade now that we know.
當有不好的事發生，造成我哋性格上邊嘅改變嘅時候，去幫助我哋。
We won't trade it for anything because we know it helps us.
呢啲嘅機會去改變改好。
We're more godly because of that.
因為咁嘅緣故，我更加去屬靈。
And that's just a hint of what it means to be glorified.
就係你諗下將來你得榮耀，其實就係咁樣。
You know, you don't have to live long to know all kinds of bad things are going to happen to you.
你唔需要生活得好耐，你知道任何嘅坏事都可以喺我哋身上会发生。
Through which God is going to use to bring out good, to conform you to the likeness of His Son.
但神就用呢一啲唔好嘅事喺你身上去改变你。
There's no joy without that conformity.
就系当呢个嘅我哋去变成神呢个嘅 榜樣的時候，裏邊可能過程會好困難。Now
is that it? Is that it? Is that is everything exhausted now? We just go home. Is that it?
咁咪哇！如果係咁嘅時候，我哋翻屋企得啦。Right,
all bad things can make me a better person. Is that it?
咁咪即係話啊，唔好嘅事令到我更加好，係咪就係咁簡單呢？
No. There's another sense in which God is obviously working all things together for good that always. Always escapes us.
有一句在说话，很多时候我们看不到的。
And you have to know this if you're going to be able to handle the trouble that's coming towards you.
你需要这句说话去帮助我们，预备我们面对将来的困难。
You have to know God is working all things together for good, and you couldn't possibly grasp how.
很多时候，就算你知道什么叫万事互相效力，你都不明白的。
And here's how I'll explain it. You have to again use your imagination. Picture yourself at the foot of the cross. We're going back centuries. We're there, that dark noonday. Picture yourself. We're there. Jesus being crucified.
你翻翻去当日，你坐喺呢个神被钉十字架嘅十字架嘅下边。
And like a lot of people back then, you knew what good Jesus did as a man.
你想想那天耶稣基督为人所做的是什么一件事呢?
Because you saw him. You walked with him. You saw the miracles.
你跟他同行过，你见过耶稣基督的奇迹。
You saw how he responded to all the adversity of life.
你也看他，看过，见到他怎样经历过这一切的事。
But remember, in the analogy, you only know what the people knew back then.
但你想起当日的人,
what did they know? Jesus did good. He healed people.
他对人很好,
he did miracles that fed people.
他为很多人做很多奇迹,
there was enormous potential that he had, but it was cut off because he's being crucified at age 33.
但你想想，其实他前面还有很多的事可以做得很好，但是他33岁的时候，他的生命就结束了。
We think what a tragedy. Age 33, the prime of his life.
好像在他人生最年轻的时候，这一切就停顿了。
It's clear that God has abandoned him.
好像神就离弃了他。
In fact, Jesus says as he dies a criminal's death, though innocent, God has forsaken me. Now, with only the facts that everybody knew back then, we're back there. If I was there, and I looked up, and I saw Jesus on the cross, I would have said, I don't see any good. I don't see any good.
如果我站在这个十字架的下面的时候，我望着耶稣基督，我说这些事究竟对我有什么好处呢？
What's good about it? What's good about a 33-year-old who did good be crucified?
一个33岁的人做了这么多好事，被钉十字架，有什么好处呢?
I would have went home. My faith would have left me or been shaken. I couldn't fit in my tiny brain how God was being good out of a 33-year-old taken, being crucified.
一个33岁的人被钉死, 对我的人有什么好处呢?
This man who did good.
这个人做了很多好事出来。
My friends, the cross of Jesus Christ was the greatest thing God could ever do for humanity.
耶稣基督的十字架是神为人类做最好的一件事。
But because it doesn't fit in our little tiny brains, doesn't fit the patterns and the categories of our brains, I would have said, you would have said, I don't see what good is happening here.
但是你和我可能都不明白。
Do you understand what I'm getting at? If you have an infinite God who's all wise, of course he could have reasons why he's allowing something in your life right now that's bad. That's why it's happening.
很多时候可能你真的明白为什么一些不好的事的时候会对你有什么好处。
It's the height of arrogance to think you know better.
是我们自己的自傲觉得自己更加比神知道得多些。
So when you feel abandoned, when everything seems to be going against you,
当每一件事好像都对你不利, 不好的时候,
when you can't see any good coming out of these bad things,
你看不到好像很多的坏事都看不到有什么好事走出来的时候,
don't you dare
你不要说,
make the same mistake that I would have made.
你说我不会做同样的错的决定。
Preaching a sermon for me too. My wife has cancer.
对于我今天来讲，要去讲一段嘅经文，系一件好难嘅事。尤其我知道我太太发现有呢个癌症。
We got the biopsy back. It has a tumor, cancerous tumor. It might be a little bit more. We don't know. She needs more tests and MRI, and pray for treatment, wisdom, trust in the Lord.
我们收到这个化验的报告，可能有一部分是有这个癌症，但我更加要去看将来这个治疗的整套的计划会是怎么样。
Many, many, many years ago, and I'll end with this, we're out of time. I had privilege of leading a bunch of high schoolers to Tijuana, Mexico, a short-term mission trip.
很多年前我曾经去带过一个短宣队，我短宣队去了这个墨西哥。
And I knew that trip would be tough. So I had my youth memorize Romans 8:28-39.
所以我知道个过程很难，所以我叫短宣队里面的小孩去背了刚才我们今天读的这段经文。
And I knew
我知道
that we needed every word that was there because it was tough. We had to do manual labor. I had to preach too. And like at 5 a.m. on a concrete floor where there's no wind, there's no screen or glass on the windows. I'm lying there 5 a.m. with my flashlight on the ground. I got pneumonia. And I'm trying to prepare for a sermon.
我当时我们去这个短宣队要做很多的重工，我亦都要去讲道。 我记得我有这个pneumonia，我每一日瞓喺这个地板，我啲嘅屋里边连窗帘都冇嘅。We're
digging ditches for church wall. You know, Tijuana, Mexico, everybody's poor.
咁喺嗰度嘅地方，我要为嗰啲教堂去这个去凿，有好多嘅沟出嚟。We're
mixing cement with no machine.
我们用手去做这个三合土。
So we do that during the day. And at night there's evangelistic meetings, you know, and then children's ministry.
夜晚就是这个儿童的事工或者报道会。
The youth and myself needed every word of Romans 8.
都需要在这个的罗马书第28章里面所讲的说话。
Especially verses 38 and 39, and I'll close reading that.
那是尤其是第38、39节，我用这两节的经文去结束。
I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor anything to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Father, may you help our unbelief today.
主啊，求你去帮助我们今天的不信。
Help us to understand and to grasp your great love for us.
教我们去明白你的爱。
Despite the adversities and circumstances of life.
无论今天的情况是如何。
O Lord,
主啊，
have mercy upon us so that we can have faith and move forward in life.
让我们可以有这个盼望去展望这个将来
Trusting you and knowing what our purpose is for living
让我们知道我们人生的方向目的在哪里
For we ask that in the precious name of Jesus
我们奉主耶稣基督名求
Amen